Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Sports Radio, KCSB Kansas City, KRBZ HD2 Kansas City, a radio.com sports station.
Welcome back to Big Sunday. Tiger Woods still one back from Francesco Molinari. Tony Finau right there as well. Minus 11 for him. Brooks Koepka, minus 11. Tiger Woods, minus 12 through 9. Tigers, minus 1 today. Molinari at even. Koepka, minus 1. Ian Poulter, minus 1 as well. So Tiger making his charge. You might wonder why they're playing so early in the morning, worried about weather. So they bumped it up so it's not mid-afternoons like you normally see the Masters start, all the way finishing up in primetime. Started a little bit early today, so it's breakfast at the Masters this morning, and man, it's been fun to watch. It's always fun to watch with Tiger Woods down the stretch. Tiger Woods in contention at the Masters on Sunday. It's ratings gold. I'm sure CBS absolutely loves this. They might have liked it better if he was running through the night because, as Ket says, Game of Thrones is going to dominate television tonight. But it's interesting to see Tiger Woods still in this. And it's fun watching him. Sitting here watching it as we talk right now. But Tiger Woods, one stroke back from Francesco Molinari. But, yeah, what Torres Paler's saying to Mahomes, proof the division, you get a quarterback. It's easier said than done when you look at some of these quarterbacks in the draft. I don't know that that guy's there. Is Daniel Jones that guy? No. The guy that I'm really high on is Drew Lock, right here from Kansas City, Lee Summit. He's got the size, got the build, he's got the arm. And not only is that, it's the way he interviewed. It's the way he does. It's the way a face of the franchise does things. He handled things like Patrick Mahomes has handled things. It's an unbelievable thing, but that's what they've done. So I'm excited about it. I like Drew Lock in this year's draft. Kyler Murray has the potential. Don't know yet. Don't know what to see, but he is going to be fun to watch. Joining us now at Chief and Caroline on Twitter from ArrowheadPride.com, part of what's an incredible draft guide that Arrowhead Pride put out. What's up, Matt?
Oh, how you doing, JB?
Are you watching the Masters like me?
I am watching the Masters and wrangling the little one around trying to paint and get food ready, so it's been a blast.
With Tiger Woods, what would be a scouting evaluation if he played football?
Oh, man, Tiger Woods. All right, so it's calm and cool under pressure. My guy's going to take what's given to him, but he's still got the arm strength to push all the corners of the field.
I love it. Well, we're coming upon the draft, my friend. We're at the point now where it's all smoke screens from teams. We really don't get the information and juice that we know. As I like to ask you guys all the time, because pick 29 floats. Todd McShay put a center. Garrett Bradbury for the Chiefs' first pick. Terrez Paler picked Hollywood Brown. I'm still staying defense at corner in round one. Where is Matt Lane sitting now with round one?
And I still don't think we're going to pick at 29. Just all the scenarios I've seen, I think that's kind of what you're seeing with the Todd McShay or when Terrez was on talking about going with Marcus Brown. The board's just not going to fall for me if they sit there unless they get super lucky. I don't think Leach is going to be willing to sit back and hope things fall their way, let the chips come to him. So I think they trade up. I'm leaning towards defense this one time, but I'm not opposed to offense. We've talked about it. In those first, you know, three picks there, I do expect an offensive player. It's just a matter of I'd prefer it to be in the second round, but if it comes in the first round at the right price, I'm all for it.
So if you're trading up, because I think there's just still too many holes to give away a ton of draft picks. I don't think they're going to pick 8 picks. I think it's more or less 7 picks or 6 picks even that Veach makes this year. If they trade up at this point, Are you talking about trading up to 15 to higher than that? Are you talking about somewhere around the 20, 21 range for a guy like Cleveland Farrell? If they do trade up, what position do you see him trading up for?
Yeah, I'm leaning more towards like the probably 18 at the highest, looking more in the 20, 23 kind of range, in that little range. That way you get to only give up your third-round pick. You get to keep both your picks in the 60, quite a bit higher success rate there, and you still have a little bit of flexibility if you need to make another move. And then, yeah, I'm looking up to trade up for defensive end. If they love one of the top two corners, by all means, trade up and make sure you get them. But if you're trading up for Greedy, or if you're trading up for Byron Murphy, you're definitely not giving up much more than that third-round pick. You're looking 20, 23 again. Cleveland Farrell, whether a Montez Sweat falls a little bit with the potential heart condition, or if teams aren't as sold on Rashawn Gary as everybody seems to think they are with his lack of a perfect fit anyway, someone like that starts to fall, then you have a little bit more flexibility, maybe try to get up a little bit higher in that 18 range. But a big, huge blockbuster trade like we saw with the trade-up for Patrick Mahomes, I don't see coming.
What tight ends do you like? Obviously, Hockenson's going to be gone. Noah Fant could be there, Irv Smith there. When you look at these tight ends, is there any way you take a tight end in the first round and hit defense in the second round? If you can't get that edge rusher you're looking for, because I do believe they do exist in the second round, corners as well, wide receivers as well. Tight ends, would you even do that if you're the Chiefs, or is that a position? Let me put it this way. What positions are off the board for you at 29?
So at 29, I think it kind of depends on how the board falls. Tight end's out for me if Hockenson's not there. I don't like Fant enough to lose my 29 pick when their Chiefs already have Travis Kelce. I just don't think those two guys are different enough to be a huge 1-2 punch at tight end. Neither guy is going to want to, you're going to want to put them in line and kind of be the in line blockers. You're essentially going to play them both as more move tight ends or slot receivers. So without Hockenson, tight end's off the board for me. I don't see the Chiefs going offensive tackle and linebacker unless one of the two Devins fall from the top. I just don't think there's a huge talent pool of linebackers left that would be worth the pick. So there's kind of the three real quick that I don't think the Chiefs will be looking at too heavily.
Should the Chiefs go wide receiver in the second round? I have them going Kelvin Harmon. I like it because he's 6'4", 220. It's a position they don't have. They don't have a guy of that build, of that stature. But the second round is absolutely loaded with wide receivers. Which one do you like the best?
So I guess it depends on how much you want to call him a second-round player. For me, he's a first-round player, but I'm still big on Hakeem Butler.
Okay.
Similar to Kelvin Harmon, he's that big size. I think he's got a little bit more explosive ability. But like I said, for me, he's a first-round player. I'm just not sure where the NFL is going to fall on him. I kind of hear both ways. But, yeah, the second round's the sweet spot. Kelvin Harmon, I think you're going to get Paris Campbell's going to go there, Debo Samuel. You're going to have a bunch of guys that fit all different molds going in the second round. So if you don't get a wide receiver in round one, I'm not even sure that's a huge need, but that might be the best player available. I think there's a good chance you can get any kind of receiver you want there in the 60s.
Well, the one thing, too, you know, with Tyreek Hill, we don't know exactly what's going on. So I guess if they did go wide receiver in the first round, Terrence Paylor really liked Hollywood Brown. I like him, too, his explosiveness. I just question the size. And I question the size in the NFL. It's one thing to do that against Big 12 defenses. It's another thing to find yourself open against NFL players.
Right, and that's my big concern with him. But he's really small, and not even like Tyreek Hill small, but he's really small. He's got a small frame. Oklahoma has talked about, like, somebody that works in Oklahoma has come out and said they had a hard time getting weight on him. He showed up at campus at like 130-something pounds.
Gee.
They could barely get him up to 160, and that took the entire time he was in college to get there. Just not sure how much weight you can put on him. And when you see him get hit, I mean, it doesn't happen often, at least it didn't in the Big 12, because like you said, he's so explosive and fast. But in the NFL, he's going to take hits, and his body just flies when he gets hit. He looks like a ragdoll when he takes hits. I'm just not sure I can trust, especially with a first-round pick, a guy of that size, when in reality, the only person that's been successful in that mold has been DeSean Jackson. You don't have a fallback plan if he's not DeSean Jackson of a successful round-one worthy player.
I asked Trez Paylor, what's the best way to Mahomes-proof the division? Because it's going to be interesting watching the AFC West and the directions they go in the draft. And he said by quarterback, getting a quarterback to go toe-to-toe with Patrick Mahomes. Is that enough? Or do you say, because pass rusher, I don't know if it's there for teams to really build on that. Corner, pass rusher, or is Trez onto something, get a quarterback to go toe-to-toe with Patrick?
I don't know if you can get a quarterback to go toe-to-toe. I think you saw teams in the Big 12 would be the perfect example of teams trying to do that. And when the talent level was equal, there was no quarterback that was keeping up with Patrick Mahomes. I think it actually starts not with players, but you're going to see it with like what New England did. It's going to be more about the defensive coordinator. Can you throw enough stuff at Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid and the offensive line to confuse them, get them second-guessing some stuff? And even then, they still didn't shut down Patrick Mahomes for an entire game. It was just halves at a time. But just being able to confuse him seems to be more reliable than just trying to either outscore the Chiefs or trying to rely on the five-second coverage or pass rushers to get home super quick, because he just has the ability to beat it any way he can.
All right, we're talking to Matt Lane, arrowheadpride.com, at Chief in Carolina. And we'll get away from the Chiefs just a second here. Kyler Murray, is he first? Is he the first overall selection this year?
Yeah, I think so. I definitely, he's my number one quarterback. I have a pretty high, you know, good first-round grade on him as far as a quarterback goes. And he seems very set on the happening. Cliff Kingsbury's talked about him for years, even when he wasn't in the NFL. Everything points to Kyler Murray going number one overall.
I'm thinking my biggest storyline, obviously the Chiefs, outside the Chiefs, is Mike Mayock and what he does with those three first-round picks. Because I always enjoyed Mike Mayock's draft coverage. I don't know if you did or not, but he's always been one of my favorite guys, you know, to watch and listen to and read about, or read when he puts stuff out during the draft process. To me, that's like the number one storyline in the draft besides the Chiefs. Is there one thing you're looking for in this year's draft?
I think right now, and I'm probably a little slanted just because we've done all the work with the KC draft guide and following the draft so much, but this draft class is going to be interesting to me, just seeing how it plays out. I think you heard it recently, and it might have come from Dane Brugler. The last time that a cornerback didn't go until pick 25 was like 1967 or something like that. And this is a year that could really challenge that, just because there isn't a super high cornerback. You got six edge rushers that might be coming off the board in the top 20 picks. It's just little stuff like that. It's going to be super interesting. The two linebackers may go in the top 11 picks. Just a bunch of little things like that, seeing where this draft class is strong at, where the players end up going. It doesn't look like it's going to line up super well for the Chiefs, so it does kind of flies out the Chiefs, but I think it might be a year full of anomalies in terms of where these positions are drafted.
Who do you think right now is the top corner? Because in the beginning, it was all Greedy Williams. Who's the best? Who's the number one corner it comes off this year?
It's been Byron Murphy's been my number one corner all year, and I'm not changing it. I think he should be the first corner off. I guess the big question is it depends on what team it is, because there's some teams that do just have hard, they can't, you know, go against these athletic testings or size profiles, and Byron Murphy's just not going to fit a lot of those. So a team like the Seahawks or the Pittsburgh Steelers, who historically have drafted bigger, a little bit more athletic corners, just won't even consider Byron Murphy. So that kind of limits his draft pool, but he's the best one for my dollar.
Matt Lane, arrowheadpride.com. We got a lot of stuff with Arrowhead Pride coming up here as we lead up into the draft. That draft guide's fantastic, my friend. I've got my hands on it. I love it. I love the work that you guys put into it. And you know you've set the bar now to what you got to do every year.
Oh, thanks, JB. We're glad to get all the feedback. So anybody's got it, please give us feedback. We've already started like a big shared Google document talking about all the improvements we can make for next year. So I'm glad we're talking about the bar being set high, but we already got all these plans to make it even better going forward.
Well, I'll tell you this much. Terrez Paylor, when he was in here with me last Thursday, he loves your draft guide and what you guys have done. So Terrez is one of the best, and he loves what you guys did, which that's – so my praise there.
Yeah, no, that's great. Next time I see him, I'll have to tell him thank you, because, yeah, he's awesome. It was great hearing you guys' show on Thursday. Got a lot of little tidbits from him. And if he doesn't think you shared a whole lot, we all know we read way too much into anything Terrez says when it comes to the Chiefs.
Well, I appreciate the work you guys do. It's great stuff. And this draft guide, no one's picked it up yet. I definitely would find your way to get the draft guide by arrowheadpride.com. It's got every how guys would fit in with the Chiefs, which is incredible, incredible stuff. Matt, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you, JB. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Let's hope Tiger pulls this one off.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I hope he does, too. There we go, Tiger Woods. What's he, one stroke back still from Francesco Molinari?
He is now two strokes back, unfortunately.
Oh, is he? I saw Finau just missed an easy putt.
Yeah, Molinari is still at 13 under. Woods back to even on the day at 11 under, and they're through 10 holes.
Eight more.
There's still plenty of time. There's still plenty of time. He's only two back. He's in the and here's the other thing, too, is he's in that final pairing. It's Molinari, Woods, and Koepka all in that final grouping there.
And so, Koepka's right there, too.
And Ian Poulter and Finau are also in that group as well. But so they've got a few of them through there. But there's still plenty of time, Binkley. Plenty of time to make up the difference.
Well, I mentioned Arrowhead Pride and draft coverage. Draft night's going to be a lot of fun. Show and Vern are going to Nashville. They'll have a show 6 to 7 live from the draft. And then 7 through the end of the first round will be myself, Kent Swanson, Craig Stout. Craig Stout from ArrowheadPride.com will be coming up here as well. So we have a defensive analyst, we have offensive analyst, and we'll check in Nashville. We'll check in with Pete Sweeney at Arrowhead. And we have a lot of fun and breakdowns. So hopefully you can join us on draft night because it's going to be big things. We're planning big things for draft night right here at 610 Sports Radio. Coming up next, he's a quarterback from Kansas City. Could even go as high as 6th overall. Drew Locke had some interesting stories about the draft process when he joined me last week. We do that next.
Big Sunday.
It's time to join the millions of people using Zoom video conferencing. Turn any size conference room, huddle room, or executive office into a Zoom room with flawless HD video, crystal clear audio, and instant wireless sharing. It'll even work with your existing hardware. Start your meetings with a single touch or use Zoom's new voice command feature. Hey Zoom, start meeting. Huddle happy. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free Zoom room trial today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or it expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Does your company have a long, complex sales cycle? Is it time for some sales training? If so, visit us at Sandler Training by Kaufman Group at KaufmanGroup.com. That's KaufmanGroup.com.
If you're an experienced kitchen or bathroom remodeling installer and you're not making at least $60,000 a year with full benefits, then Jericho would love to talk to you. This is John Bartram, CEO of Jericho Home Improvements. We're growing like crazy, and I'm ready to hire 5 experienced remodeling installers right now. At Jericho, you'll finally get paid what you're worth, about 30% above average. We offer full benefits, including health insurance for you and your family, 3 weeks paid vacation, matching 401k, profit sharing, and gas allowances. You'll have steady, challenging work, and we've never laid anyone off, ever. Let me make you a promise. If you're the right person, this will be the best job you've ever had. You'll never want to leave. Our quality standards are high, so I'm only looking for people who really know their craft. You'll also have to be friendly, personable, and relate well to customers. If that sounds like you, give me a call at 913-596-0000 and let's talk. Or visit our website at jerichohome.com.
Made from scratch food goes perfectly with ice cold beer. And at Twin Peaks, there's something on the menu for every fan's appetite. Plus savory shareables, like the loaded tots topped with a sunny side up egg to satisfy the whole table. The perfect sidekick is an ice cold Samuel Adams Boston Lager Draft. This is the beer that started it all, creating a brew that is full-bodied and rich in character. And as always, it's served at a frosty 29 degrees in a 22-ounce man-sized mug. Twin Peaks eats, drinks, scenic views.
It's hard to imagine. It breaks your heart. Here in Kansas City, hundreds of our neighbors are going hungry. Many have lost their homes and are living on the streets. Others battling substance abuse are overwhelmed by despair. But you can give them hope. Hi, this is City Union Mission Executive Director Dan Doty. Every day here at the Mission, our doors are open to provide emergency and long-term shelter for homeless men, women, and children. Assistance with food, clothing, and other life essentials for struggling families. Christ-centered guidance. Adult education and addiction recovery to help hurting individuals build stable lives. We receive no government funding that would compromise our faith-based outreach. We rely on gifts from the community, from friends like you, to make our comprehensive outreach possible. Please give online today at cityunionmission.org. Every gift you give is a gesture of your compassion. Remember, cityunionmission.org. Together, we can continue to strengthen the fabric of our community.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun.
the result of the occasional donut always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
They've told us winter is coming since 2011. Well, winter is here. Starting April 15th, follow the final season of Game of Thrones with Dustin Likens and Nick Price every Monday morning at 5 a.m. as they take you through the final six episodes of the biggest TV event in 2019. We can't promise no spoilers, but if you miss a show, it'll be on demand at 610sports.com, concluding with two-hour specials alongside the final two episodes of the series. Winter is here. Our throne. Our Westeros. 610 Sports. Radio.
That's right, Game of Thrones. Even the Kansas City Chiefs getting in on the action. 16 minutes ago, they have Mahomes throwing an arrow in Game of Thrones style, slaying a dragon.
Tell you what, the Night King would be the first overall pick. That rocket arm of his.
Ooh. Dusty Likens, Nick Price will be at the trailer, the 610 Sports Mobile Studio, Gate A left field.
Yeah, you can win a
Cody
couple.
Tapp's pregame show.
You can win a couple bobbleheads. If you can beat Dusty, I believe there's, I'm not going to say the amount, that there's some bobbleheads. If you can beat Dusty Likens in Game of Thrones trivia, which is going to take a lot because, look, it's one thing if you've watched the show, but it's a whole nother if you've read the books. And Dusty Likens has read all the books. He knows the show in and out, the whole entire story of it. So, yeah, if you're out at Kauffman today and you want to test your knowledge of Game of Thrones, Dusty Likens is your man to see. Gate A left field, Royals trailer or 610 trailer out at Kauffman.
Dusty Likens, Nick Price will be in at 5 a.m. That's right. They'll be in at 5 a.m. So they cannot watch Game of Thrones and pound down the beers tonight because, well, I guess they could, but they need that alarm set.
I'll be, I'll be watching with Dusty tonight at his place. So I've got special Johnny Walker, you know, the.
Man, don't get him all loaded, man. The guy's going to get up and work at 5 a.m., Kets.
Hey, he's a grown ass 31 year old man. If he wants to drink,
even grown ass men. Got to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. Keep in mind.
Well, he's got to get up before. He's got to be on
the air. That's just him getting
here
at 5 a.m., 4 a.m. Is Nick Price coming out there with you?
I would hope. I would like to see Price out there tonight. I don't know for sure what his plans are, but this is the reason why this is so big, Binkley, is because this entire show has been on the air, I think, since like 2010, 2009, somewhere in there. I was in high school.
The only show I've gotten into this is like The Sopranos.
Yeah, which The Sopranos is a fantastic show. I finally just watched it and finished it probably about 6 months ago. The ending was very unexcited. But
yeah, because I don't know what happened.
We can guess.
And
it's just you couldn't to not spoil the ending for those out there who have never seen The Sopranos.
Don't worry about that. It's been years, bro.
It has been, but still, there are people out there because. This show, I'm sure, as much as this Game of Thrones recap show that again comes on the airways here on 610 Sports Radio at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. With The Sopranos, man, they had to have all died. All four of them. They had to have in that restaurant.
We can only guess. Tiger Woods just made an amazing shot. He hit it around a tree. He was nowhere near the fairway. And again, Tiger's one of those players. If fairway or not, it's going to be a great shot. He just made an amazing shot
through the woods,
to the green, around the tree. I mean, can you imagine?
He's in that Sunday red, Bink.
Can you? I know that, man.
You feel some type of way.
It's an intimidation factor. Can you imagine with trees in your way, with people that close watching you? I know you've played a little golf before. I always hate when that group comes up behind you, and they're sitting there watching you tee off. Because you always get a little, get a little nervous.
Oh,
maybe I shank one and then
totally.
I turn around and say, all right, that wasn't really what I do. I normally hit it straight. But I get a little nervous when people are, all around.
That's why these guys get paid the big bucks, man.
I know. And what separates golfers, the good ones from the great ones, is putting everything together. It often reminds me at times of Major League Baseball or even football when you're hitting extremely well. Your starting pitching is good, but your bullpen's bad. You're a good baseball team when everything works, when you can hit, when your bullpen's great, starting pitching's good. But it's golfers. I mean, if you're going to win, you got to be good at everything. Chipping, putting, driving, everything's got to be good.
With, like, thousands of people watching you. Did you this kind of goes off the same thing, and I know we're going to try and get into hockey here a little bit because I'm going to bring this up, but did you watch any of that Dallas Stars-Nashville Predators game from last night?
Saw the highlights of that one only.
So they had all the – because they were in Nashville for game two. Every single person in the stands had, like, this glowing, like, yellow necklace that, like, was glowing, and I just – it was so weird to see it because, you know, everybody had these necklaces on that were glowing. And, like, it seemed like, to me, it was very distracting to even the viewer on TV. I can only imagine what it would have been like being a player. And, you know, while you're on the bench and kind of looking around, you see all these just glowing necklaces. It was kind of weird. But Smashville does it. They do the playoffs the right way.
That series tied 1-1. I halfway wonder what the NFL draft is going to happen. If you're going to have both.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Let's see. Well, I mean, obviously, they'd have to get...
If they advance, I mean, there's going to be this game dancing all around.
They'd have to advance to the next round, which, I mean,
Dallas is... tied 1-1 now.
Yeah, going back to Dallas for game three coming up in just a couple of days from now. But, yeah, that would be interesting because I don't even know where... I mean, where's the draft venue down there in Nashville?
It's...
because I don't even know. Text line could probably help us out. Protein House E with a Purpose text line 69306. Someone's saying that 24 was a better show than...
It's going to be held... The draft experience is going to be around Nissan Stadium.
Okay. Yeah, which only makes sense that they would kind of do it around the Tennessee Titans Stadium. But, yeah, I mean, if Nashville's playing an NHL playoff game... and the draft's going on at the same time.
First and Broadway. They're doing it downtown. The main draft stage will be on First and Broadway. The Symphony Center will be host to Selection Square. Then the NFL draft experience. So they're going to be a ways from that. They had to plan ahead.
But Bridgestone Arena is like right in the middle of downtown.
Oh,
though,
Bridgestone
isn't it?
Arena is right. I mean, it's going to be a mess. It's going to be a mess.
Now, Nashville,
in downtown Nashville.
Nashville's a place that's going to be pretty popping for the next couple of weeks.
I mean, the draft brought in, what, 90-something million in Philadelphia?
It's ridiculous.
It's amazing. This is why I've wanted this thing in Kansas City so bad. The economic impact is only second to the NASCAR. NASCAR brings in more money. We talk about the Big 12 tournament, but you're only talking about $10 to $12 million spike. NASCAR brings in, you know, $100 million a year in Kansas City. This draft would be huge for the economic impact because people say, oh, why do you want the draft here in Kansas City? Well,
why not?
I can give you 100 million reasons.
Exactly.
Bars, restaurants, hotels, everything in Kansas City would do well when you have something like the NFL draft in your city. It'd be amazing for our city to get this. And we should get this because I've always said, Kets, and I'm fine with it being in Nashville. I would be fine with the draft being in Cincinnati. I'd be fine with the draft being in Cleveland. I'm fine with the draft being in Chicago or Philly because – places that are not going to get Super Bowls, give the draft to those that support the NFL. And Kansas City is a huge supporter of the league by putting in attendance. It's a great football town. That's why we should have it. I would move this thing around to places, but we know where it's going. We know it's going to be in LA. We know it's going to be in Vegas. We know it's going to be in these places where the Super Bowl is going to be as well. Give it to the cold weather cities. Throw them a bone. Make sure all your franchises in your different cities do economically well.
I think now that, you know, especially with the recent success with the Chiefs have been able to put together, you would only like to think that the NFL is kind of trying to point their sights towards Kansas City as a possible place for the draft in the next few years.
We were supposed to get it. We were supposed to be getting it, but we did not get it. But coming up next, talk about leadership quotient. I mentioned Drew Locke. Let's talk leadership with him and Whit Merrifield next.
Big Sunday.
For years, your disposable twin blade razor guys had it rough. Take it from JB. You thought you had no other choice but them flimsy-looking overpriced brands that feel like you're shaving with a dang pretzel stick. But now Bic has a Flex 2 Hybrid, a twin blade made to last. There, I said it. The Bic Flex 2 Hybrid is the first twin blade disposable razor with flexible blades for a better, closer shave. And it looks good, too. If you fellas don't agree it's better, I will shave my whole body on national TV. Smooth shave, smooth price, Bic Flex.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in Kansas City? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Kansas City area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Kansas City is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Down home, nobody leaves the table hungry. Put food on your table tonight with Church's Real Big Family Deal. 12 pieces of chicken, legs and thighs in original or spicy, and 2 large sides for just $15. Church's, bringing that down home flavor. Offer valid at participating locations.
Teens in foster care will love you, even if you don't know the lingo.
Dad bod, noun. The result of the occasional donut always washed down with confidence.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council. Visit AdoptUSKids.org.
Other RX Watch, brought to you by Underlaw.
Have you been diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Have you even occasionally used or been exposed to the weed killer Roundup?
Folks, there may be a connection.
The active ingredient in Roundup is called glyphosate, and it's well documented to cause cancer.
Is this one of those chemicals they feed to mice in massive doses just so they can say it causes cancer?
No. In fact, even 8 hours of human exposure using Roundup to kill weeds in your backyard can cause cancer.
That's why health officials in Germany, France, and Italy have banned glyphosate.
But not the United States.
Nope. In fact, the EPA tried to classify it as a carcinogen, but Monsanto lobbyists won the day.
So we can still use Roundup, even if it kills us.
If you've developed cancer after any exposure to Roundup, call Underlaw.
They're the firm that tells us the truth about the companies that can hurt us.
Call Underlaw at 1-800-RX-WATCH.
That's 1-800-RX-WATCH or go to rxwatch.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
If you're thinking about engagement rings, you might have heard the term loose stones. This may conjure up fears of a diamond down the disposal or rolling recklessly down the street. But fret not. Loose stones simply means choices. At Helzberg Diamonds, we have lots of them, so you can find the perfect diamond to fit her style. Just pick out your diamond, find a setting to go with it, and bam! You're on your way to fiancé status with a ring that's right for you and your love. At Helzberg, we speak diamond, so you don't have to. Helzberg Diamonds, a Berkshire Hathaway company.
Harrah's North Kansas City Casino is giving away $700 every 7 minutes from 10 a.m. till 10 p.m. on Saturday, May 4th. At 10 p.m., one lucky guest will win $7,777. Watch all the games at Winning Streaks, the largest sports bar in North Kansas City. Eat, drink, and cheer while watching games on over 40 big-screen TVs. Must be 21 or older to gamble and obtain a Caesars reward card. Know when to stop before you start. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-888-BETS-OFF.
Download the Radio.com app to listen to 610 Sports Radio wherever you are.
Welcome back to Bink Sunday. Tiger Woods is going to do amazing things with CBS today, Kets. Here's some numbers from yesterday. CBS Sports 2019 Masters third round coverage. Highest rated Saturday golf telecast on any network in 4 years.
Yeah.
5% rise from last year with a metered market rating share of 6. Third round rating peaked with a 7.0, 16 rating share from 6 to 6:15 Eastern, 5 to 5:15.
Straight
Kansas
cash,
City
homie.
Time. This is straight cash. Like you said, what's going on? Tiger Woods 2 strokes back from Francesco Molinari. Tiger Woods in a bunch here. They get through 11.
They
even
still
through
got,
11.
They still got, time. Yeah, still got 8 holes.
A lot of time to get things done with this. Drew Locke joined me this week. He actually was Thursday night when right after the draft special. I still talk draft for a couple more hours. Imagine that. Drew Locke called in.
Shocking.
Quarterback from Lee Summit, Missouri, Simone Trophy winner, University of Missouri, a guy that led the nation in touchdown passes 2 years ago, had to deal with changes at offensive coordinator. I asked him a question because I think he could have been a first-round pick last year. These guys always get advice, should they go or not? And he was given advice like, you're not a first-round quarterback. But I asked Drew Locke if he could have been a first-rounder had he gone in the draft last year, which I believe he would because he didn't have the red flags that a lot of the others did.
Yes, I think I could have, 100%. But I'm also super-duper happy I came back. And there was multiple reasons why I came back. But I think the biggest one was that when we ended up, Hype left, went to UCF. I was super, super happy for him. And then we ended up calling around, getting all the OCs going. And when I talked to Coach Dooley, one of the big things he talked about was he wanted to see a lot more NFL stuff on film because he was looking at it as, all right, I'm a Dallas Cowboy coach. Would I draft Drew Lock? He said one of the big things was he wanted to see the NFL stuff, like I said, and he was going to bring that into us in this new offense. And it wouldn't only help me, it would also help everybody on our team because we ended up bringing a lot more of the stuff that NFL coaches wanted to see. And I think if I had to write a script on what a senior year would look like with a new offense, then I would have wrote it exactly the way it was last year.
And keep in mind, as good as he was, Matt House held Missouri to one first down in the second half. He's the linebacker coach for the Kansas City Chiefs when he was defensive coordinator at Kentucky. Shows you how good that is. I asked Drew Lock another question as well. We all know that they ask stupid questions to these guys. They put them through the gauntlet of crazy questions. You think the combine and three cone drill are tough on these players? No, sometimes it's, what do you make for dinner? How can we figure out who these people are? I had Andy Sims from Blue Valley North sitting in here and Josh Hood from Park Hill sitting in here a couple weeks ago. And obviously both of them have blue chip players. Josh Hood has a guy, Ronnie Bell, Simone winner, playing at University of Michigan, a couple touchdowns this year.
Shout out Coach Hoodie.
And Blue Valley North has Andy Sims, who has
Graham Mertz.
Graham Mertz, who's one of the highest, he's the highest quarterback coming out of here since Drew Lock. And he's going to the University of Wisconsin. You know what they said? The NFL GMs call them. They call them to get character references on these players. Because what you do starting in ninth grade, it does matter. And sometimes what you do starting before ninth grade matters. But here's Drew Lock and what mattered to NFL teams.
Let's see. They ask a lot of weird questions. And I was expecting a lot more going into this, like trying to get me thrown off. But I think the more and more I looked at it, it was, this is a quarterback. We need to be serious. We need to find out as much information, as much true information as possible, you know, in our limited time that they have in these meetings. But as far as crazy questions, we talked about the test back in the day, my ninth grade stuff.
Are you serious?
That was wild. Like just talking about how, like, and you get caught getting in trouble your ninth grade year, and that gets brought up, and because they don't actually know what you did. Like they just saw you went to the principal's office. The school can't release exactly what you did. So they asked me that you went to the principal's office one time in your high school career. I was sitting there like, wow, what in the world did I go to the principal's office for? Because honestly, I don't remember. And it ended up being that test I caught cheating for, got a warning, and that was it. So it was that was probably one of the more weird conversations I had to have because I was really helping the team, you know, trying to draft a first round guy. Ended up being being super worried about a ninth grade test, but they also talked about golf a lot and like a bunch of different stuff that you wanted to do off the field.
What class was it, Drew?
It was geometry, like proofs and like obtuse and acute angles. And stuff.
I hate that class.
There's a lot of angles on the field, but I'm not sitting back in the pocket thinking, is this 180 degree angle that I need to, I don't know. 180 is actually a straight line, I think.
But. Yeah, I know. Don't think that biology is going to help you out in the NFL either. So a lot of classes you took, I don't think are going to help you. Ninth grade, he went to the principal's office and they wanted to know why. Why did you go to the principal's office as a freshman in high school, Drew Lock?
14-year-old Drew Lock. Why did you go to the principal's office?
Geometry. Obviously, he didn't go to the principal's office after that. He learned his lesson.
Learned his lesson? I mean, yeah.
That geometry is going to help him out a lot, isn't it?
Yeah, totally. That and for me, music appreciation in college was that class that I just, just couldn't figure it out. That is the only class that I failed in college was music appreciation.
Really?
How does that happen?
Over half
my class failed.
I almost failed Spanish, too.
And see, I took all that in high school. I got 4 years of French out of the way.
See, they've changed things now because when I was in school, you didn't have to do foreign language. These kids now take foreign language, a lot younger. And it's tough to teach an old dog new tricks. I had a Spanish 1, but I couldn't take Spanish. I took it in summer. I went to Pitt State, that. And I couldn't take Spanish 2 until the following spring. So I had to go a full semester, of forgetting what I really didn't know, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you went to a horrible MI. No, I'm just kidding. Pitt State's a good MIAA.
No, but I went to the Dean of Arts and Sciences and said, hey, I know I have to have 10 hours to get a BA. Can I do 5 hours of Spanish and then like 5 hours of German? Like, I wanted to do introductory German or whatever. I didn't care. But I did not want to advance to Spanish 2. A buddy of mine's fiance was a Spanish major, and she had to help me. I mean, by the grace of God, I got like a D. And I think he only gave it to me because I showed up every day and tried.
And that's like, that is more than half the battle at college. It's just showing up and acting like you care. Because, look, let's be honest. For
I
a
can
lot
do
of
nothing
classes,
more than order a beer. La cerveza, por favor.
Donde está el baño, you know, is probably
the bathroom.
Only, yeah, that, I mean, a pretty important question. You know, where's the beer and where do I use the bathroom? Those are two pretty important things to know.
Yeah, but it was challenging. But I just found that interesting. And another thing about Drew Lock too, which I think is kind of underrated, this is what Trez Paylor had to say about Drew Lock. It shows you some of his character.
And also, like, he understands that he's going to be the face of the franchise, you know. Drew is somebody who was liked by his teammates in Missouri. And when he gets in front of these teams and when he's gotten in front of these teams, he's really impressed them with his confidence and willingness to be the face of a franchise. When we were at the Senior Bowl, they had this optional media session, which was like far away from where it was supposed to be. And he came and talked to the media. He was the only quarterback to do it because he understood that he has to be the face of the franchise. And he's embracing it. Like, I remember even at his pro day a few weeks ago, like, he had to do a million interviews, but he handled it like Mahomes did 3 years ago, like a man.
That's
like
interesting.
Because he knew that this was something that he was going to have to do. And he handled it. He answered the questions well. And that's like an underrated trait. Like, will you handle the questions well? Can you handle these questions? Can you handle the media responsibility? So I like Drew Lock. That was long-winded, but the point is he's going to check a lot of boxes. He's big that teams want. I'm not surprised he's probably going to go in the top 15. And if John Elway were smart, he would take Drew Lock and let him sit a year behind Joe Flacco before handing him the reins.
Please don't end up in Denver.
Look, as much as John Elway has sort of, you know, he brought a champion, he brought a Super Bowl back to Denver after, you know, as a GM. But look, the decisions he's made the last few years, especially with the quarterback position, I want John Elway to continue doing that philosophy.
Do you know what, though? How smart are you when you get Peyton Manning? Like, the Chiefs really wanted Peyton Manning as well.
All that was a recruiting job. That wasn't him analyzing what quarterback to take. All he had to do was basically tell Peyton, hey, we've got a championship-ready defense. Our offense needs some help.
Have that defense. Manning had to go to him and say, I'll take less money, get Tlaib and DeMarcus Ware, T.J. Ward, bring these guys in.
I mean, that's fair, but at the same point in time, like, it was more a recruiting job. Like, Elway to get Manning to come there was more of a college football philosophy and scenario than it was.
Supposedly, he was working at the Rockies facility, so, like, he was already there in Denver, was already doing things, Peyton Manning. But it makes you look like a genius, doesn't it? It makes you look like a genius that you had Peyton Manning. And then now he's struggling. You know, Paxton Lynch and Brock Osweiler. You know, the clock's on Elway. Like, you got Manning. But who's not going to look smart with Manning? It's like John Dorsey, you know, getting all this credit in Cleveland. Well, when you have draft picks and money, you're going to look smart.
Yeah.
You're going to look smart being a GM of the Red Sox when you can go out and hire whoever you want and get rid of people and not have to deal with contracts like the Royals do. You look smart. But what Torres said there about, you know, at the Senior Bowl, he's the only quarterback to talk, that stuff matters. It's like Whit Merrifield the other day when his hit streak hit 30. Whit Merrifield was incredible. Because this is when he tied George Brett. I was there, and he talked to the media. He says, I have something to say before I talk about myself. This is what he said.
We're 2-8. We're frustrated. We know you guys are frustrated. We know the fans are frustrated. We're better than our record shows. We know we are. You know, we're going to turn it around. Today was tough. The last 8 games have been tough. But like I said, we're confident with what we have in this locker room, and we know we're going to turn it around. So we ask you guys, stay with us, and fans, stay with us, because better days are coming, and they're coming soon.
All right, that's what a leader does. That's what a leader does. That is the stuff that you need, and Whit Merrifield took that on. Like, this clubhouse needs that guy.
He is the new Eric Hosmer of this team.
Did it? Because Eric Hosmer used to do this. Struggling or not, he used to do this. Coming up next, Ketz and I, one of our favorite sports.
Woo!
Doesn't get talked out about a lot, but when you put two of us together, it's probably going to be.
Damn right.
We'll do that next.
Big Sunday.
Everybody's talking about Diamonds Direct.
It's amazing. They'll be our jewelers for life at this point.
You could not beat the prices that I got at Diamonds Direct.
The middleman was cut out, and that's what we liked about Diamonds Direct.
You could come in here and then go online and research it yourself. You cannot beat the value that Diamonds Direct gives you.
Diamonds Direct had a bigger selection for us to choose from that same day. They didn't have to order out. They had them in store.
It's comfortable, and it's laid back, but it's efficient and professional.
Very laid back. Not one time did we feel like we were being pressured.
Go to Diamonds Direct. Don't go anywhere else and don't waste your time. This is the place you need to be.
They have a great ability to meet your budget and give you the biggest bang.
As a matter of fact, my insurance company recommends Diamonds Direct.
You should go into Diamonds Direct, see what they're all about, and I promise you won't want to go anywhere else.
It's unanimous. Diamonds Direct is the people's choice for selection, for quality, for guidance, and of course, for value. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion, at 119th and Row.
Hi, hon.
Hi.
Is everything okay?
I was almost in a car accident on the way home.
Wow, are you all right?
Well, I'm fine, but you know, that accident really has me thinking about life insurance. Look, if something were to happen to one of us...
I know. The kids, mortgage, all the bills. But can we afford life insurance on top of all of that?
Well, a friend at work said he got affordable term life from Ethos.
Ethos?
Yeah, E-T-H-O-S. Ethos. He said he just answered four simple questions on their website and got a free instant quote. Said applying took about 10 minutes and the monthly cost was less than he spends on coffee. No pushy agents either, and in most cases, no medical exams or anything.
With our busy life, that sounds perfect for us. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now.
Yeah, good idea.
Ethos is ethical term life insurance. Straightforward and super fast. Don't put it off. Go to ethoslife.com for a free instant quote now. ethoslife.com. That's ethoslife.com.
Are you passionate about selling, marketing, and advertising solutions? Does the idea of being part of iconic radio brands like KMBZ, The Rock, The Point, The Buzz, The Wolf, and 610 Sports Radio excite you? Do you enjoy the thrill of closing the sale? Do you want the autonomy to grow your own book of business? If so, Intercom Kansas City wants to talk to you. Strong base pay plus bonuses and a strong benefits package now can be yours. Apply today online at intercom.com/careers. Intercom Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Hello, I'm...
Honey, they're here!
But I just called them!
This is going to be great!
It's spring cleaning day and 1-800-GOT-JUNK is here!
Don't you love this job?
This is the greatest job ever,
ever. Is there anything else you'd like to disappear?
Look at this garage!
That yard!
Who knew our closets were so big?
We'll bring you a truckload of springtime joy just 90 minutes after you call.
We work until midnight,
7 days a week.
Just call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For decades, professional technicians have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for their knowledge and commitment to customer service, and you can too. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today. Better parts, better prices, every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Today, business happens here. Here. And virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
National prizes with local coverage on 610 Sports Radio.
So Tiger Woods now tied for the lead.
Yeah, it's like a three-way tie.
Xander Schauffele, Molinari, and Tiger Woods, minus 11.
Then don't forget Bubba Watson, Jason Day, John Rahm, and Patrick Cantlay, all at 10 under.
Patrick Cantlay, an American, Bubba Watson, and Jason Day, real close. This is going to be a great Masters finish. So I know that people definitely, and they had to move the Masters up. You might say, why is Tiger Woods already playing?
I know, because when you came in, you were like, Tiger teed off. I'm like,
I know,
he's not
he
supposed to tee off till like 1:30 this afternoon.
Now he's already playing. They have some bad weather coming to the mat. They don't want to finish up on Monday.
No.
Again, the ratings bump they got yesterday, incredible. Today's going to be an incredible ratings draw for CBS.
Again, that's why
sports
I say
is perfect.
This may be one of the greatest individual sports days on the calendar year.
And we have NHL hockey tonight as well, Kits.
Damn right.
I know that around here, there's really a couple hockey fans. Myself, you, and Spector. Believe it or not, Steven Spector loves going. He even goes down to Capitals games. He will.
Yeah, he
find
was there yesterday. Like
I will find myself at Blues games from time to time. I like going to a Jets and Blues tonight. 6:30, looking forward to that. Blues, a 2-0 lead. They finally have goaltendings because that's the only thing that matters in the postseason, Kets. The Islanders and Penguins already playing. 2-1 Islanders.
Yeah, Isles just took the lead 2-1 with a little less than 5 minutes left to go in the first period.
And they lead that series 2-0. And the Islanders were a team. Both these teams were talked about going to Kansas City. Remember Charles Wang, the owner of the Islanders, said Kansas City barbecue tastes pretty good. The Penguins flirted with Kansas City till it came down to a letter of impasse with the city. When Ron Burkle, Mario Lemieux owned the Penguins, they wanted that new facility. They used Kansas City architecture, by the way, to get it. But this thing was not. The Kansas City offered them free suites and everything else. And the Penguins actually liked it. And I know that Kansas City's used as a pawn in a lot of times in these situations. But the Penguins staying in Pittsburgh, Kets, was dicey. Played us in the oldest arena in the NHL, the Igloo. And it came down to a letter of impasse. Matter of fact, it barely passed through the Pennsylvania House. At that time, Governor Ed Rendell was a Philadelphia guy. Not exactly open to Pittsburgh, you know, Pittsburgh wants and needs at that time. And it actually became closer than I think a lot of people realized. And that would have been good for Kansas City because they won a cup after that. Like, they won instantly and they have stars of the game. That would have worked here.
Yeah, and it would have been interesting because the Penguins at the time were, they had just gotten Sidney Crosby and Evgeny Malkin in back-to-back drafts not too long before that. Sprint Center opened in 2007. Checking this correctly.
Talking about a 12-year-old facility now,
right,
too, by the way.
The Penguins won the Stanley Cup in 2008, and I believe they got their – no, they won in 2009.
It was just right after they were
going
to go to Kansas City.
Yeah, if they would have come to Kansas City right around that 2006-2007, Kansas City would have only had to have waited, you know, maybe you play the hypothetical game, but Kansas City could have gotten a Stanley Cup winner in the first 3 or 4 years. It's kind of like would have been what Vegas got to experience last year with the Golden Knights getting all the way to the final.
Going to the Stanley Cup the first year, the Blues experienced that too, by the way, but that was much different.
Yeah, first three Stanley Cup appearances of the expansion six.
But they did it differently back then.
Unfortunately, they have never been there ever since.
You know what they could this year? They have goaltending. Bennington, I mean, yeah,
Jordan Bennington. He has been the rock. And it's obviously the playoffs when you get to this point. It's all about your goaltending. And number 50 in net for the Blues right now is just absolutely on fire. He's not playing like a rookie. He is certainly not playing like, and there have been a lot of rookie goalies the last few years. You look at Martin Jones with San Jose in 2016. You look at Matt Murray in Pittsburgh, who's won two titles already. You know, there's a lot of young goaltending talent out there, and Jordan Bennington is right at the top of that list.
And you think about it, you know, in the NFL, it's quarterback play in the postseason. Major League Baseball has traditionally been about starting pitching, getting that Madison Bumgarner-esque performance out of one of your starters that's unbeatable. And in the NHL, it's about goaltending. In the NCAA tournament, it's about guard play. But the NHL, it's often what you didn't do in the regular season. It's how hot is your goaltending when you get to the postseason. It's the only thing that makes a difference.
And the weird thing is like there are so many great storylines in this playoffs this year in the NHL. The biggest thing for me so far is that home ice has not been an advantage for any team. Like you look at the Tampa Bay Lightning, the President's Trophy winners, which for those of you out there that have no idea what the President's Trophy means, it's the team that has the most amount of points or the best record at the end of the season.
And it was by far.
And by far, I mean, Nikita Kucherov had over 100 points in the season with about 20 games left. And I mean, just went on an absolute tear. Now, he's suspended for this game tonight, though. Did you see that nasty hit that he had at the end of game two? But now Columbus, the second wild card team, they go and play the Lightning in the first round. And they took the first two games at Amalie Arena in Tampa Bay. And it all started with that meltdown collapse that they had at the end of game one, where Tampa Bay had a 3-0 lead going into the third period. And Columbus rattles off 4 straight in regulation, didn't even force overtime in that game one, but scored 4 unanswered goals in the third period, took game one, and then absolutely dominated with a 5-1 win the other night in game two. And now It's desperation time in game three now for the Lightning.
Would hockey work here? I know you and I are obviously biased. You know, what would work here, the NBA or the NHL? Now, the NBA, this is such a college basketball town, and I know people would like to come see former Tigers or Jayhawks or even Wildcats play. Would it work? The NHL, I think, translates to NFL towns. I do. They said it wouldn't work in Dallas. Dallas had one sheet of ice when Jim Lights moved the North Stars from Minnesota to Dallas. They have 28 sheets of ice in that city. Now, I know Lamar Hunt Jr. is big on youth hockey here and building sheets of ice. They're kind of doing it the right way. You got to build the sheets of ice first, cultivate the environment. Other people put the NHL team first and then cultivated the environment for hockey, but we got so much club hockey sports with high school teams. Even Missouri and Kansas have club hockey sport teams as well. I do feel it translates that sports to football towns. I just do.
Yeah, and I mean, you look at, let's see, I believe it was now 3 years ago in the NHL draft, the number one overall pick was Austin Matthews to the Toronto Maple Leafs. Guess where his hometown is? Phoenix, Arizona.
Yep.
Guy Austin Matthews, as a six-year-old kid, goes to his first Phoenix Coyotes game, probably saw Jeremy Roenick, who played there for a year at the end of his career. But yeah, a kid from Phoenix, Arizona, becomes the number one overall pick in the NHL draft. And he's been nothing short of spectacular since he's been in the league. The Maple Leafs, they lost last night to the Boston Bruins, but that series tied up going back to Toronto for game three. But it's just a testament to, as soon as you put hockey in a town, and St. Louis, a great example, they had a couple years ago, they had six draft picks, all that. I think they went boom, boom, boom.
Some of them are former together Blues kids that lived in St. Louis. But St. Louis is huge with youth hockey.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and it's trickled over a little bit to the west side of the state to a certain extent. But, the talent in St. Louis has been great. Obviously, we just mentioned that the number one overall pick a few years ago was in Phoenix, Arizona. And a lot of California. California is now becoming a big bright spot in youth hockey as well, with having three teams out there, the Ducks, the Sharks, and the Kings.
Wasn't that Russell Stover's team, that youth team, one of the best youth teams in the
country?
Yeah,
they played in Kansas City. Yeah, it's incredible just the amount of great hockey that you can get in the cities that are well known for many other sports besides hockey.
Yeah, it's one of those sports where guys will play, they'll grow the beards out, men will be men. The NHL playoffs are something to behold. Kits, you're something to behold. Big thanks to Matt Lane, arrowheadpride.com, for joining us 11 o'clock on the podcast page. Also, Cody Tapp joining us live from Kauffman Stadium. Speaking of Cody Tapp, you'll hear him in 4 minutes with the Cody's on Deck show, followed by some trivia out there. If you're at the K, Gate A left field, Nick Price, Dusty Lykins, some Game of Thrones trivia. Don't forget, they're on at 5 o'clock in the morning, preceding Fesco in the morning with a Game of Thrones recap, so be sure to tune into that. Huge thanks to Jason Kets filling in and talking some hockey with me. It's always refreshing to talk a bit of hockey with Jason Kets. Ben Alpert, my normal guy, out at the K today, so we'll see what's going on. The Royals trying to make it 3 in a row, try to sweep the Indians. Jake Junis, Corey Kluber coming up here at 1:15. Cody Tapp comes your way in about 3 minutes. Good afternoon.
Sunday. Who's a sweetheart? Who's Auntie Sprinter's pal? You are. Oh, Donna, he's so cute.
Thanks, isn't he?
Ugh, I wish my wireless bill were cute. I hate opening this thing every month.
Stop overpaying for wireless and upgrade to the brilliant iPhone XR with Sprint.
Why?
Because Sprint will give you both an unlimited plan and the brilliant iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month.
Both? For that price?
Both.
Both?
Was that the baby?
How did he say that without teeth?
Right now at Sprint, get an unlimited plan and an iPhone XR lease for just $35 per month. And there's no trade-in required.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.